Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. Johnny's guests tonight are Henny Youngman, Annie Farjay, Ivan Sanderson, Don Stewart, Skitch Anderson with the orchestra, and me. I'm Ed McMahon. And now, here's Johnny.
Thank you. Now a word from our sponsor. Always wanted to do that sometime. You know, start... I wouldn't do it, though. We wouldn't start this soon with a commercial because people are not awake yet from the weather news, which precedes us. You see, we have a wonderful show right ahead of us here. Local weather and stock reports. So, I thought maybe we'd just start off with a commercial. But thank you. You sound like a happy group tonight. Everybody from out of town, I suppose?
That the advertising agencies are taking over the world. And so with us today is a gentleman who is an executive of one of the large advertising agencies here in New York. We're going to speak with Warren Bland. Mr. Bland, it's nice to meet you. We'd like to find out something about the agency you work for. What is the name of your agency?
The name of our agency is the LMNOP Agency.
The LMNOP?
Yes, as opposed to BBDNO and TWA and whatever the other letters are that there are.
Well, what is LMNOP? Is that just letters of the alphabet?
Oh, no. Those are the names of the people that are employed.
Who founded, actually.
It was an empty office. They found it, and they started advertising in it. Yeah.
I see. Sir, are you having a problem with your
teeth? Yes. No, this is just... I'm from Connecticut.
I see. Yes. I see. You do talk like that in Connecticut.
Yes, we try to.
I see. Now, what is the LMNOP? Who are LMNOP?
That's Lathrop, McCann, Nielsen, Oscar, and Peterson.
I see. Are all Lathrop, McCann, Nielsen, Oscar, and Peterson with the firm at the moment?
Most of them are. Lathrop, unfortunately, is dead.
Oh, what happened?
Yes, we have a cigarette account, and he was the account executive of that cigarette account, and he was going through the plant. His tie was caught up in the cigarette machine, and he was killed, boxed, and packaged before we could get to him.
Oh, my.
Yes.
That's a terrible, terrible thing.
He really put himself in that product, if you get the pun.
Yes. Yes. They do.
They certainly.
Yes. Yes. Sir, this cigarette, are you allowed to mention the name of this cigarette?
Yes, they're called fags.
Oh, that's a very British name. The British call their cigarette
fags. No, we call it fags for much different reason. Yeah.
Why do you call your particular cigarette fags?
We call ours fags because we have more than a hint of mint in our cigarettes.
I wonderful. See. Yeah. Oh, you believe in a mentholated or a minted cigarette?
Yes. Well, mentholization is here, let's face it. We mentholate most of our products.
Your cigarette products?
No, we mentholate our bread, too.
Really?
It's a light blue bread. You can see it on the grocery shelf.
No, just a moment. Why would it be blue? Menthol is green.
Oh, well, we don't use the green menthol in it because it looks like mold. You don't want moldy bread, you know.
I see. Sir, are you involved in any new and exciting products?
Oh, well, we have a new deodorant that's on the market.
Oh, it's...
It's radar. It's a radar deodorant. You just move it around your body, and it starts beeping when it gets to the smelly areas, you know? Wonderful product, yeah.
I see.
It's going to be a big hit.
I see. What are you calling it?
Beeper stuff or good guy or one of those dopey names we come up with.
I see. Sir, where did you study advertising?
West Point.
West Point,
not the military academy. No, the West Point Advertising School of White Bread.
Where is that school, sir?
It's in Connecticut, in the city of Connecticut.
What city?
Connecticut, not too many people know about it. We don't let everybody in, you know.
Are you from Connecticut, Connecticut?
Oh, yes, very exclusive community, yes.
Why is it so exclusive?
Well, we don't allow children, for one thing.
You mean a whole city without children?
We do have children.
What do you do with
them?
Well,
we send them to Hartford.
Well, who takes care of them?
Jewish and Italian families, people who like children. You know, we're not crazy about children, you know.
I see. All right, sir, are you married?
Yes.
Where do you live?
I'm very happily married. I live right in Connecticut.
You have children?
I have six darling children.
Where?
I'm sorry, four. Make that four.
Four?
Yes. I have four.
Where are they, sir?
They're in Hartford, living with an Italian... Lovely Italian couple taking care of them for us.
You see them often? Do you visit them?
Oh, yes. Of a Sunday, of a Tuesday, of one of those days, I might just mosey over to Hartford and hire a gang, you know, and then speed right back to Connecticut.
You mosey over and speed back.
Yes.
Sir, who did you marry? Is she somebody who was in the
advertising? Well, I married the former Mrs. Lathrop.
Oh, then... When Mr. Lathrop passed
on? Oh, yes. You know, I don't think that was an accident, actually. He was very despondent. Perhaps I shouldn't say this, but there was more than a hint of mint in Lathrop.
Sir, has advertising agencies gotten involved in politics much?
Oh, yes. We handled the last presidential campaign.
You did?
Oh, yes. We handled Nixon.
Oh.
Yes.
You weren't too successful.
Oh, we were very successful. We handled Kennedy, too.
Well, is that ethical?
Oh, well, we kept it pretty close. Nobody was really hurt. I mean, nobody really complained, except the diehards.
Yes. How do you know when you're losing favor in an agency?
Well, you know that you're in trouble when you walk in one morning and your desk is on fire.
Oh, that's... Yes.
Usually, if you have any brains, you quit right there.
And most people do, I imagine.
Sure.
And if you don't, say you don't.
Well, if you don't, the next thing is a vicious whispering campaign.
Oh, they spread gossip about you.
No, and a man comes in and whispers in your ear. He usually says something like, "Get out by tomorrow or we'll break your teeth."
Sir, what is your biggest account?
Our biggest account is cholesterol.
You mean, is there a cholesterol association?
Yes, a cholesterol association.
What are they trying to do?
We're trying to move cholesterol into the American heart. They're giving us quite a fight, but we'll win. Advertising is a lot stronger than life.
Sorry, Billy. It's Turkey. Girls would help you with your pimples. Right? They never told you that? Wow, man, they used to tell me that. I used to go to the girls, can you help me with my pimples? Girls, so I have some cream here. Oh, I don't know cream, you know. What kind of girl do you think I am? Just a girl. Well, I'm not. I am a virgin. And you couldn't top that, man. Because being a virgin meant you could play the tambourine, the Salvation Army band. Right? Or something. You see him, you ever see him? I'm saving myself for the Lord. I don't know where they get them. Hertz Rent a Virgin or something, right? I'm saving myself for the Lord. I envision someday, you know, they meet some hippie. Hi there, I'm the Lord. Nowadays, everybody's a virgin, right? Because they got birth control pills. You know. Women, 82. I'm a virgin.
Who cares?
That's really great. Women take a pill every day for 9 months, you know, and in the 9 months, give birth to an enormous tablet.
You're the proud father of 9 pound Anderson, Mr. Johnson. Oh, I love it. Just keep it away from water.
Girls were something, man. I never had no contact with girls when I was 14, man. I didn't. There was a lot of touching my body when I was 14. I did. I got caught, too. My father caught me. It's really embarrassing, man, because he caught me with the oldest story in the world, right? You know, he said, at breakfast, he said, you know, son, little boys that play with themselves have hair on their hands. Chick, man, I used to go over the house, you know, Edna May, man, I used to wrestle with her for 2 hours, and she used to, and when rubber panties just came out, those long rubber, and you wrestle for 2 hours trying to get those, and every time you get a grip, she'd move, and you lose your grip, and you have to wrestle 2 more hours, and by the time you got them off, you're just too tired to do anything. I'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. That noisy song we just heard is called The Hump by the Invictas, a garage rock band from Rochester, New York. In the late 1960s, they came out with this track, The Hump, promptly banned from radio play or live stage play in the greater Rochester, New York area. Shows, dances would be shut down by the cops if this song was played. I guess the church societies of Rochester felt that a song called The Hump, played at such a frantic pace with such a gritty sound, such loud noise, would cause hysteria among teenagers to perhaps even attempt a dance on the spot called The Hump. So this song was promptly banned from Rochester, appearing on a local label called Sahara, this 45. The flip side to this single was Long Tall Shorty, a cover, obviously. I might even play Long Tall Shorty later on. It's quite good. Before The Hump, we heard Richard Pryor talking about just that exact same act, struggling as a teenage boy trying to make it with girls. Off his self-titled Warner Brothers debut, Richard Pryor, on Warner Brothers Records from 1973. And before we listened to Richard Pryor, we heard another obscure rock and roll single called The Willie. So we heard The Willie, and we heard The Hump. Sort of an unintentional theme going on here. And the song The Willie was by a band called The Willies, out of Philadelphia on CONCE Records, Philadelphia. And in fact, I think there's a line in the song, do the Willie, coming right out of Philly, something like that. It's hard to find much information about this single, although CONCE Records was located out of Pittsburgh and they released local Pennsylvania rock and roll bands. This track, I think, is from 1961, something like that. Before we heard The Willie by The Willies, we listened to Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner off their Capitol Records LP, live from the Cannes Film Festival, and the track, the LMNOP Ad Agency. The LP actually features another track, more famous, all about the 2,000-year-old man. This one, a change of pace, but a similar format. Carl Reiner as straight man, Mel Brooks as funny man. And before we heard Carl and Mel, we listened to the garage rock anthem, Psychotic Reaction by The Count Five, your favorite bull-haircutted rock and roll band of the 1960s. And we started off this episode with an introductory clip from a December 1963 episode of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. We heard Johnny and Ed McMahon's introduction. Later on in this episode, lots more garage rock, as well as a sort of a bizarre, downgraded, deconstructed version of Bridge Over Troubled Water. Also going to play some songs about hockey from the 1960s, an LP put out by Pan American Airlines, some Beatles covers by the Chipmunks, and lots of other stuff too.
I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. I've been waiting long on this lonely road, waiting for the one I've been dreaming of. For I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. I'm a hitchhiker with a lonely song. I've been praying that you would soon come along. Gonna ride with you to the stars above. For I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. speaker with a lonely song. I've been praying you would soon come along. I'm gonna ride with you to the stars above. For I'm a hitchhiker on the road to love. I'm going my way, all of the way. Oh, 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 this is a wonderful day. Whoa, in your dream, please let me in. We'll go to places that no other has been. For I'm a hitchhiker who will roam no more. For I found the love I've been waiting.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I will take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. I will lay me down.
A lot of people are shooting off their mouths about gun control. I believe that the solution to this problem lies in adopting a uniform law giving everyone an equal chance. One suggestion would be to either prohibit the possession of firearms or buy a gun for everyone, let them wear it. But let's not be guilty of oversimplification. If we outlaw all firearms, it will merely cause other problems. First, without guns, how can we shoot anybody? Well, let's face it, we need guns. You never can tell when you're walking down the street, you'll spot a moose. Suppose a man goes home early and finds another man with his wife. What's he supposed to do, poison him? Fella, get up from there and drink this strychnine. How about suicide? Can you imagine trying to beat yourself to death with a stick? But let's be objective about this. Guns are not the real problem. The real problem is bullets. And if I'm elected, I'll see there are plenty of guns for everybody, but we'll lock up all the bullets. Now, this will work very well for the sportsmen who claim that the real thrill in hunting is not really in killing animals, but in stalking their prey. This will make it real sporting. Think of the thrill of sneaking up on a big grizzly with an unloaded gun. Statistics show that thousands of people are shot to death every year. In fact, more people died from gunshot wounds than from all our wars combined. Therefore, if elected, I promise to send every American to war where at least they'll have a fighting chance.
They call him the great entertainer, but ah, boy, Eddie's no clown. It couldn't be made any plainer. It's great to have Eddie in town. So clear the track. Well, here comes Shaq. He knocks him down and he gives him a whack. He can score goals. He's found the knack. Eddie, Eddie Shaq. He started the year in the minors and almost gave up the game. And boom, he's back with the big club and the Leafs haven't quite been the same. Wow! Clear the track. Well, here comes Shaq. He knocks him down and he gives him a whack. He can score goals. He's found the knack. Eddie, Eddie Shaq. It's great to see him on right wing. Or is it the left wing he plays? Well, maybe it's both at the same time. He skates all over the place. So, clear the track. Well, here comes Shaq. He knocks him down and he gives him a whack. He can score goals. He's found the knack. Eddie, Eddie Shaq. Someday in the dim distant future, when they honor the greats of the game, they'll hang on the skates and the sweater in our Hockey Hall of Fame. So clear the track. Well, here comes Shaq. He knocks him down and he gives him a whack. He can score goals. He's got the knack. Eddie, Eddie Shaq. Eddie, Eddie Shaq. Eddie, Eddie Shaq. Eddie Shaq!
Gordie Howe is the greatest of them all. The greatest of them all, yes, the greatest of them all. You can have your choice of all the rest. If you're a Howe fan, you've got the very best. From floral Saskatchewan, his story all began. It didn't take him long to be known throughout the land. He's all-star right winger of the NHL today. Hockey fans from everywhere just love to see Howe play. He's one of the Red Wings, a team of great renown. And when it comes to hockey, Howe's the best in town. He sets up all the rookies playing on his line. We know they all thank him because he is so fine. Gordie Howe is the greatest of them all. The greatest of them all, yes, the greatest of them all. You can have your choice of all the rest. If you're a Howe fan, you've got the very best. Howe is a big man, he stands 6'2". He plays defense center and on the wings too. We can say without doubt, he can even play net. We know that Gordie Howe is Abel's best bet. Just count all the trophies Big Gordie has won. Records on records, he makes it look like fun. For total points, he has him on beat. The goal record Howe will soon be. Gordie Howe is the greatest of them all. The greatest of them all, yes, the greatest of them all. You can have your choice of all the rest. If you're a Howe fan, you've got the very best. There was Howe, Lindsay, Abel, a line we can't forget. The greatest line in history, not to be equaled yet. Sid would pass to Lindsay, Ted then back to Howe. He flicked his wrist and blinding speed and a big roar from the crowd. We mentioned before of his talents galore and how Howe makes it so easy to score. We all think he's great, his name will never fall. Gordie Howe is the greatest of them all. Gordie Howe is the greatest of them all. The greatest of them all, yes, the greatest of them all. You can have your choice of all the rest. If you're a Howe fan, you've got the very best. If you're a Howe fan, you've got the very best. If you're a Howe fan.
If you go down the list of players on the Montreal Canadiens, you'll find that most of them are graduates of the Montreal Canadiens Juniors. And that is the strength of their organization. They develop their own.
Ralph Backstrom, the smooth, playmaking, fast-skating center of the Habs, is typical of their farm system's production. He was a great junior for them and moved from that level directly to the big team and has been a stalwart ever since. That's where you need the strength. Ralph Backstrom works just as hard now as he did when he was a rookie to keep his game up to the caliber demanded by the Montreal organization.
There is a fine line between being on the defense or on the offense side of action.
Fire wagon hockey was the term used to describe the Montreal Canadian offense of the last 20 years, and Ralph Backstrom has done his part since 1958 to help the Habs earn that description from their exciting brand of crowd-pleasing hockey. This has been Brian McFarlane and Ralph Backstrom with tips on offensive play. For instructions on defensive play, skating and goaltending, collect the other records in this series of hockey instructions from the pros.
American sports took another pounding this year via the baseball players' strike. Several baseball superstars were threatening to sit out a year or more in order to gain free agent status. According to records on file in federal district court, each team in the NBA has been paying the salaries of various superstars for approximately the past five seasons. Is that what our American athletes are becoming? Money-hungry individuals just in sports for the gravy? Well, there are some Americans who are sick and tired of it. Does it take a Canadian-born athlete named Bobby Clark to show the way to the Americans? Come on, let's hear it. Does any other team in American sports have a player as valuable as Bobby Clark? One who could demand the same salary as any other star? Of course Clark can, but he doesn't ask for more. There seems to be a happy medium between player and management. And isn't that the American way? Bobby Clark's hockey career began modestly when the Flyers hesitated drafting him because he was a diabetic, being afraid that he may wilt under the strain of big league competition. Clark was the 17th player chosen that year by the Flyers, and the rest is almost legend. By the way, the Flyers' first choice at that time was a skater named Bob Carrier, who has not been heard of since. Winning the Hart Trophy as the league's MVP in May of 1973 crowned Clark's glorious rise to superstardom. 1973 also held many of the fond memories for Bobby Clark. He was the spark plug and inspirational team leader for the Team Canada's victory over Russia. Earlier in the season, he was given the captain's C and became the incomparable new leader of the Flyers. Then came two Stanley Cup championships in 1974 and 1975, and some people today still call it a fluke. Was it a fluke? Or was it the talents of Perrant, McLeish, Clark, Shiro, and even Schultz that captured those cups? You and I know who it was, don't we? It was Bobby Clark, the leader, the inspiration, the talent, the franchise that captured those two Stanley Cups for the Flyers. It's been proved that you can take away Bernie Perrant for three quarters of a season, and still the Flyers will come through with another record-breaking year. With Rick McLeish out one half of the year, Clark's line responded with several new all-time scoring records, and Clark personally brought out the absolute best in Barber and Leish. The only time that the Flyers faltered for any appreciable span was when Clark was out of the lineup due to a heel injury for six games, the result being only one win in those six games. So there can't be any other reason why the Stanley Cup is in Philadelphia and will probably remain here as long as Clarkie is around. There has never been a hockey player quite like this guy from Flin Flon. Never, ever, and there never will again. So sit back and enjoy him while he's around. I never knew such legends as Babe Ruth, the Four Horsemen, Vince Lombardi, Gordie Howe, and so many others. But I do know one of the best, Bobby Clark.
He shoots, he scores, he'll do it once more. Made it look so easy. Number 99,
He's a legend in his time. They call him the Great Gretzky. He had a dream that one day he would be playing in the NHL. He started as a kid, but he never quit. Now everybody knows how well. He shoots, he scores, he'll do it once more, making it look so easy. Number 99, he's a legend in his time. They call him the Great Gretzky. If life gets him on the boards, he tries harder than before. Seems to leave his problems behind. It's easy to see why kids wanna be someone like number 99. Wouldn't it be fine if we could all stick hand alive the way 99 plays a game? With that famous Gretzky smile, he goes the extra mile. Hey, our lives would never be the same. He shoots, he scores, he'll do it once more, making it look so easy. Number 99, he's a legend in his time. They call him the Great Gretzky. They call him the Great Gretzky. He shoots, he scores. He shoots, he scores. He shoots, he scores.
King Richard will help us win the cup. King Richard gonna take us to the top. We took the Flames of Calgary, dethroned the Kings of LA. We said goodbye Chicago. So Canucks, we won.
The brave King Richard, our leader, marching us down the long road to success. King Richard, the lion-hearted, with you in command, victory shall be ours.
So Canucks, we want to thank you. We want to thank you. King Richard will help us win the cup. King Richard gonna take us to the top.
You're still listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We just heard a set of hockey-related 45s. That last one there actually charted here in Vancouver in 1982 when the Vancouver Canucks Hockey Club made their run to the Stanley Cup Finals and lost in four games straight to the New York Islanders. And the name of that single titled King Richard's Army. A shout-out to Vancouver Canucks goalie at the time, Richard Brodeur. He shoots, he scores, he'll do it once more. The Great Gretzky, number 99 on Fans record, F-A-N-Z or Z, depending on where you're listening to me, from 1983. Before that, on Power Play Records, all these labels seem to have names like this. A track that was incredibly American for a track about hockey. Thank God for Bobby Clark, narrated by John Facenda, who is actually an official NFL narrator for their sort of slow-motion football films that they would show on Sunday afternoons from 1976 on Power Play Records. Thank God for Philadelphia Flyer forward Bobby Clark. Before that, we heard a very scratchy Evatone sound sheet. I think this came free with within a box of Canada Dry Ginger Ale, because it says Canada Dry presents Ralph Backstrom on Offense. It states hockey tips from NHL pros. This is a very small record. It's probably, I'd say 4 inches in length and one side only, very scratchy. Probably from the late 50s, early 1960s, somewhere in there, because Ralph Backstrom played for the Montreal Canadiens Hockey Club from 1957 until 1971, but he was really a star, I guess, around 1961-62 is when he was racking up the most points. So, Ralph Backstrom on Offense, a Evatone sound sheet, just one of those flexi-free records that you have to put a nickel on in order to weigh it down. Presented to you by Canada Dry Ginger Ale. Before Ralph Backstrom, we heard a great song by a guy named Bob Davies. The band Big Bob and the Dollars on Globe Records, the song Gordie Howe. And that rousing rock and roll from 1960, Big Bob and the Dollars, and particularly Bob Davies, appeared on a regular basis on CBC television on various rock and country shows in the late 50s and early 60s. I believe he was originally based in Montreal. Before that, we heard probably the greatest hockey song of all, except for maybe the theme song to Hockey Night in Canada, Clear the Track, Here Comes Shaq, by Douglas Rankine and the Secrets, a Toronto single from 1968, all about beloved Toronto Maple Leaf bruiser Eddie Shaq. And that track also charted locally in Toronto in the late 60s. I believe it was number one for 2 weeks. Before we started our hockey set, we heard a rather mundane but amusing version of Bridge Over Troubled Water that was not really sung so much as talked by a guy named Senator Sam J. Ervin Jr., who was in the U.S. Senate in the early 70s. This track came out in 1973 around the time of the Watergate scandal, and I would assume that that's why he recorded Bridge Over Troubled Water, was in reference to Watergate, that single on Columbia Records, 1973. And we started off this set with a nice little Canadian rock and roll classic, Hitchhiker. I'm a Hitchhiker on the Road to Love by teen throb idol Bobby Curtola.
All right, chipmunks, got your hair on straight?
Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
Sing it out, boys, this is gonna be great. A one, a two, a one, two.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Good morning. Here is the weather forecast for today until midnight. First, the general situation. A ridge of high pressure over the Azores is moving slowly northeast and will begin to affect southwestern districts of the British Isles by late evening. The cold front now affecting southeast districts will gradually move north. Fog has developed overnight in much of England and parts of Wales. In some districts it is rather dense. This will lift and clear by mid-morning almost everywhere, and the rest of the day will be fine with unbroken sunshine. And now, here is the shipping forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, Fortis Cromarty fourth time, Dogger Fisher German Bight, Humber Thames Dover, White Portland Plymouth Biscay Finisterre Sole, Lundy Fastnet Irish Sea Shannon, Rockall Malin Hebrides Bailey Fair Isle, Faroes Southeast Iceland, will continue to be affected by weather for several days. Now the outlook for Wednesday and Thursday. There will be drizzle in the south, and periods of continuous rain are expected later, interspersed with scattered showers. Northern England, Northern Ireland and Southern Scotland will have occasional thunder. Temperatures will fall during the night, and there may be local showers of sleet or snow. Over central Scotland, temperatures will fall rapidly at dusk, giving rise to hail and freezing fog. Heavy snowfalls are expected in the north of Scotland, and gale force winds are likely to cause extensive drifting. In the extreme north of Scotland, a warm air stream will bring torrential rain. Widespread flooding.
I've had a lot of thrills in my life. Three kids, a gorgeous wife, such looks. I'm thrilled about my car, Riviera, my sister Sarah, and John O'Hara's books. But the thrill of thrills that gave my heart a clout was the thrilling night when I thrillingly found out. Steve McQueen is Jewish, would you believe it? He's just like you and I, couldn't you almost die? And Cary Grant is Jewish, could you conceive it? Such a living doll in a prayer shawl. Marlon Brando's Jewish, Pat O'Brien and Richard Conte. Not to mention that lovely couple, Harry and Belafonte. Frank Sinatra's Jewish, would you believe it? Sean Connery and Lyndon Johnson, too. As a matter of fact, the whole world is Jewish since I fell in love with you, Rosie McGonagall, since I fell.
せて
留守を見るのは猫とネズミ
君と僕のために世界へ今飛び出そう
花青い空へ
ロマスリーロマスラインケセイジェネルソンアレッチェロカントン
Tá de tudo, deu fora, tira e folga. Tá na hora, tá das asas, vamos embora. Mas agora, simbora pra fora, pro mundo que é seu.
O bom é de banal,
e o belo não sei ter.
You've heard the Pan Am commercials. Millions hear them every day. Now listen to interpretations of the music from these commercials that are making people get up and go.
Listening to selections from the LP Pan Am, as in Pan American Airlines. The name of the game is Go, a promotional LP from the early 1970s put up by Pan Am. Other musicians featured on this album that we didn't listen to include a lounge version of the commercial jingle sung by Sammy Davis Jr. and some instrumental variations by Steve Allen, former Tonight Show host sitting at the piano. That just about does it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Before Pan Am, we heard Would You Believe It? Sung by the great character actor Phil Leeds off the best-selling comedy record of 1967, When You're in Love, The Whole World is Jewish on Cap Records. Before that, we heard The Masters Singers from England and them singing The Weather Forecast for Greater Britain. This 45 came out in 1966 and was produced by George Martin. And speaking of George Martin and the Beatles, we started off this set with Alvin and the Chipmunks with David Seville. The Chipmunks sing the Beatle hits on Liberty Records, 1964, Ross Bagdasarian Productions.